Well, three Denver Broncos who attended the University of Miami and are named in the scandal enveloping the Hurricanes program declined to talk about the allegations. Linebacker DJ Williams and right tackle Orlando Franklin declined comment as they walked off the practice field. Running back Willis McGahee said, quote, "You want to talk about the Broncos?" Asked if he wanted to comment on the Yahoo Sports investigation into a jailed Ponzi scheme artist's contentions that he spent freely on Hurricane athletes, McGahee said, quote, "I ain't talking about Miami. I'm out of Miami." A former Miami coach, Larry Coker, is now coaching at Texas San Antonio, and a UTSA spokesman says the NCAA has not contacted Coker about the allegations. Coker coached at Miami from 2001 to 2006. Ex-Nebraska football player Bernard Thomas, who is alleged to have accepted extra benefits from a former Miami booster, says he was on Nevin Shapiro's yacht, but not while he was in college. Thomas tells the Associated Press that he and high school teammate DJ Williams were on the yacht with Shapiro, but in 2005, not in 2003, as Shapiro alleges. Thomas says he was a free agent with the Jacksonville Jaguars at the time. Thomas's last season at Nebraska was 2004. In NFL news, Detroit Lions defensive end Ndamukong Suh has been fined $20,000 by the NFL for a hit on Cincinnati quarterback Andy Dalton. He plans to appeal that fine. The reigning NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year grabbed the Bengals quarterback and threw him to the turf after he had gotten rid of the ball late in the first quarter of Friday's preseason game. Dalton's helmet had come off prior to that. Suh was flagged for unnecessary roughness. Jacksonville Jaguars rookie linebacker Mike Lockley has been fined $20,000 for a hit on New England Patriots receiver Taylor Price. Lockley was flagged for unnecessary roughness in the fourth quarter of their exhibition game on Thursday. Officials said the undrafted rookie from Florida Atlantic led with his helmet while hitting Price. Elsewhere around the NFL, Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Jeremy Maclin, who still hasn't practiced yet, has been cleared to return to the team after a cancer scare. The Denver Broncos have claimed DeMario Presley off of waivers to bolster their depleted defensive line. The Jets have signed linebacker Aaron Maben just 2 days after the former first-round draft pick was cut by Buffalo. The Jets confirmed that offensive lineman Robert Turner has a broken right leg and running back Joe McKnight has a concussion. Coach Rex Ryan says Turner will have surgery later this week. The Pittsburgh Steelers have signed defensive backs Kevin Dockery and Macho Harris. Veteran DBs Ike Taylor and Bryant McFadden have been limited by injury in training camp, and neither will play tonight when the Steelers host Philadelphia. Bills defensive lineman Kyle Williams tells the Associated Press that he's negotiating a potential contract extension, and top draft pick Cam Newton will start at quarterback over Jimmy Clausen for the Carolina Panthers in their second preseason game coming up tomorrow night. The Ohio State University's president is officially forgiven for turning the Little Sisters of the Poor into a punchline. Gordon G. caused a stir last November while talking about football and who should get a chance to play for the college title. In an interview with the Associated Press, he mocked other universities outside the power conferences by saying the Buckeyes didn't play the Little Sisters of the Poor. Well, it turns out there is a Little Sisters of the Poor. G. spent Wednesday morning at a home for the elderly that's operated by that religious order. He says his wisecrack turned out to be a good thing because it's helped to promote the good work of the sisters. The nuns say they plan to take up G's offer to attend an Ohio State football game this fall. To baseball now, where the San Francisco Giants pounded all-star Jair Jurgens for 8 hits and 5 runs in 6 innings as they held off the Atlanta Braves 7-5 last night. The Giants led 7-1 entering the ninth, but the Braves scored 4 times and had the tying run at the plate before Brian McCann struck out swinging. Matt Cain snapped a personal 3-game losing streak and improved to 10-9 after allowing an unearned run in the first. Cain struck out 9 and retired 18 straight Braves at one stretch. The Giants broke it open with 4 runs in the fourth, including a sacrifice by Cain. The Giants moved back within 2.5 games of National League West leading Arizona. Cliff Lee won his 4th straight start with 7 impressive innings and pitching the Phillies past the NL West leading Diamondbacks 9-2. Cincinnati nipped Washington by a score of 2-1. Zach Greinke won his 5th straight start, and Jerry Hairston singled in 2 runs to lift the surging Milwaukee Brewers to a 3-1 victory over the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's their 19th win in 21 games. The National League Central leading Brewers remain 7 games ahead of St. Louis. Alan Craig homered twice to break out of a slump and lead the Cardinals to a 7-2 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Colorado jumped out to an 11-0 lead after 3 innings, and they routed Florida 12-5. David Wright hit a 3-run homer, and Angel Pagan had 3 RBIs as the Mets won their first series in San Diego in more than 9 years with a 7-3 win. And Matt Downs hit a go-ahead 2-run single to lift Houston to a 4-3 win over Chicago. In the American League, Texas has opened a 7-game cushion in the AL West after they beat the Angels 4-3. Ian Kinsler's 2-run single in the 8th was the big hit. The Rangers have won the first 3 games of the series and go for the sweep tonight in Anaheim. Also, Cleveland beat the Chicago White Sox 4-1, moving the Indians within 2 games of AL Central leading Detroit. Minnesota edged the Tigers 6-5 as Justin Morneau delivered a sacrifice fly in the 9th inning for the go-ahead run. David Price shut down the Red Sox in Tampa Bay's 4-0 win at Fenway Park as he scattered 3 hits and struck out 6 over 8 innings to up his record to 11-10 this season. The Yankees remained a half game ahead of Boston despite dropping a 5-4 decision in Kansas City. Alex Gordon hit a 3-run homer and Billy Butler added a contested solo shot. Kurt Suzuki hit a pair of home runs to help Oakland hold off Baltimore 6-5, and Toronto beat Seattle by a score of 5-1. In other baseball news, San Francisco closer Brian Wilson will have his ailing right elbow checked out today by the same doctor who performed surgery 8 years ago. Wilson gave up 3 runs in the 9th inning Monday night in a 5-4 loss to the Braves, and he'll be examined by Dr. James Andrews, who performed Tommy John surgery on Wilson in 2003. Giants manager Bruce Bochy downplayed the visit, calling Wilson's problem just a little tenderness. He said the Giants were just being cautious about their prized closer, who is 6-4 with 35 saves this year. Elsewhere in baseball news, Alex Rodriguez has ruled himself out for tonight's game. That's New York's first game in a 4-game series at Minnesota. Rodriguez had surgery last month for a torn meniscus and needs at least another day to know if he can slide back into the cleanup spot. The Philadelphia Phillies have called up right-hander Michael Schwimmer from AAA Lehigh Valley to replace All-Star third baseman Placido Polanco on the roster. Polanco was placed on the DL with a hernia. Washington Nationals phenom Steven Strasburg was rocked in his 3rd rehab start since Tommy John surgery. Pitching for Class A Hagerstown, Strasburg lasted an inning and 2/3, giving up 5 runs on 4 hits. He walked 2 and he struck out 3. The Nats still have plans to call him up in September. And in Pacific Coast League baseball last night, out west it was Iowa beating Salt Lake by a 9-7 final. And the Omaha Golden Spikes, the Omaha Storm Chasers beat Tacoma by a final of 4-2 last night. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.